and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'd be doing a little better if the sun was out.
Yeah, right. Supposed to be, on the weather thing here, it said the sun is shining, but I think they're looking somewhere else.
Yeah, they must be.
Yeah. Well, I did get my yard mowed yesterday. Got a little work done this weekend.
Yeah, we pulled a lot of weeds and mowed our yard, too.
Went out and served some French toast at the airport for the airfare.
Big turnout for that?
Quite a few. They had nonstop, the couple of planes going to the plane rides. They were going all day long. So
no, I haven't been in a small airplane since I was, I'd like to say, six years old.
They were giving pretty good rides for $20. That's a good deal. So,
yeah, it was a good deal.
$10 per kid. So, yeah, well. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's salute a veteran here today,
course,
shall we?
Of course, today we're saluting aviation metalsmith, third class, Wendell Eugene Westfield. Wendell was born on February 8th, 1921 in Cambie and passed away on October 18th, 2013. He entered active duty on December 15th, 1944 in Madison in the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged a year and a half later on June 27th, 1946 at Great Lakes, Illinois. He was an aviation metalsmith, so I would assume that he fabricated the sheet metal for aircraft and fixed them and the framework and stuff like that. During World War II, he earned the American Area Ribbon and the World War II Victory Medal. So we thank you, Wendell, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And salute to the vets, and every day is Veterans Day at your office.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic today is urgent care.
Yeah, Veterans Guide to Urgent Care. This was an August 7th press release from the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System. Regarding the new urgent care option available to veterans through the VA Mission Act. This article, this is a brief introduction as well as step one of four. So, next week there'll be more steps on what this urgent care benefit is about and how veterans can utilize it. We'll start off with what is urgent care? VA offers urgent care options available at VA facilities and community providers so eligible veterans can access timely, high-quality care for minor injuries and illnesses that need attention right away but are not life-threatening emergency conditions. In a medical emergency, this goes for everybody. Seek care at the nearest emergency room. Medical emergency is an injury, illness, or symptoms so severe that a prudent layperson reasonably believes that delay in seeking immediate medical attention would be hazardous to life or health. So, now if you're having symptoms of a heart attack,
need something right away.
Yeah, go to the nearest emergency room.
That's right.
If you believe your life or health is in danger, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency department right away. So, also, urgent care is not a substitute for routine preventative health care, like checkups and physicals and stuff. Veterans should work with their primary care provider for this type of care. VA cannot pay for most preventative services received at a community urgent care center. So, veteran, if they want to get a flu shot, for example, don't go to the nearest urgent care facility. Go to the VA. They give out flu shots.
And they have kind of regular days you can
flu
go in there.
And, that'll be upcoming and whatnot.
I'm sure they give you one anytime if you really want one. Okay.
How to get urgent care. To obtain urgent care, eligible veterans can visit the Urgent Care Center at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center, which is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Additionally, same-day services are available by calling a veteran's primary care team. To use an in-network community care urgent care location, eligible veterans must use an urgent care provider in VA's network. So, just like your insurance company, VA has a network of urgent care providers in the country. Veterans are eligible for the community urgent care benefit if they are enrolled in VA healthcare and have received care through a VA within 24 months prior to receiving care. So if you've gone to the VA medical center in the last 2 years, if it wasn't for a disability exam, if it was for a physical or a follow-up or from a VA or through a VA authorized community provider within the last 2 years, you're eligible for this urgent care benefit. You can use the four-step guide, which we'll be talking about step one, each time you need urgent care from an in-network provider. So step one is find an in-network urgent care provider. To find an urgent care location in VA's network, you can use the VA facility locator at va.gov/find-locations. Locator tool also contains driving directions and phone numbers for network providers. You can enter your location to find nearby providers and call the location to get hours of operation. The construction of the urgent care network is underway, so they keep adding urgent care network providers quite regularly. So if you check it 1 week and check it the next week, there's more, there'll be more added to the list, hopefully. Enter your location and to find nearby providers and call the location to get hours of operation. They continue to add sites to allow most veterans to be within a 30-minute drive time from their home or to a network urgent care or retail location. You can visit the locator tool before every visit as network provider lists may change. I compiled a list. This press release had a couple lists of the in-network providers within the Montevideo area. I added a couple more to include the Madison area. So in the Montevideo area, there's Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital is an urgent care location, as well as a Sanford Clinic in Mineota. And then I added some more. There's a Sanford Clinic in Canby. There's a Sanford Clinic in Watertown and Sanford Clear Lake Clinic. So, you know, there's a few within, the Canby Clinic is, 23 miles from here? So that's within a 30-mile drive time, as well as Clear Lake, Watertown, Mineota, and Montevideo Hospital. We'll be talking about steps 2 through 4 in upcoming radio shows. Step 2 is verify eligibility. Step 3 is receive care. And let's see, step 4 is, it's in my list here, billing and co-payments. So for co-payments, the first 3 visits to an urgent care during a calendar year are covered by the VA for veterans in priority groups 1 through 5. The 4th or more visits per calendar year, there's a $30 copay.
Well, that's not bad.
Which is still not unreasonable.
Pretty reasonable. Yep.
Yeah.
As healthcare goes these days.
That's right. That's right. So all right. We'll be talking about these more in the next few radio shows. If a veteran does have issues, you go to the Sanford Clinic in Canby and having some difficulty using the urgent care provider when receiving care, you can call 833-483-8669 for assistance. And there are 2 types of urgent care. There's retail and urgent. Retail locations include walk-in health clinics other than an office, urgent care facility, pharmacy, or independent clinic located within a retail operation. Veterans could seek care at a retail location for treatment of an uncomplicated illness such as a sore throat or earache.
That'd be like at a Target or a Walmart or one of those kind
of
clinics?
Yeah, and I don't think...
Clinics, and there's not too many of them around, I don't think.
No, and according to the locator tool I used last week, I didn't see any of those retail locations nearby.
Right. More urgent, in the big cities.
Yep. Urgent locations include an office or a clinic whose purpose is to diagnose and treat illness or injury for unscheduled ambulatory patients seeking immediate medical attention aside from emergency rooms. Veterans could seek care at urgent locations for treatment of more pressing illnesses or injuries that are non-life-threatening, like splinting, casting, lacerations, or wound treatment. So if you need stitches and it's not a main artery or something like that, an urgent care location might be a decent place to go.
Right.
So, but I'm not a medical expert by any means, so please don't take this as a...
Well, here, I've been listening to your medical advice all these years. No wonder I'm having problems.
Don't say that. I would be what you would call a prudent lay person.
Okay, you're the intermediary to steer them in the right direction
to
someone who knows, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
For more information on the VA Mission Act, you can go to va.gov. You can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
Then what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Nice. That's right.
Green.
Mm-hmm.
And you can open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Sounds good. And looking ahead a little to September, are you going to be at the fair again this year?
Of course I'm going to be at the fair
this
year.
Going to be handing out goodies or treats?
Treats
again?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that as we get a little closer.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benning, a Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. On the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.